Oh my God, I've been wanting to do this episode for a long time. I said it a lot when I start. Like, I've been wanting to do this for a while, but I've been wanting to do this for a long time because this is the first time in a long time that I've had anything wrestling related on the show, at least for a long time for me. And I want to bring wrestling back in some form, but I don't want to go all the way into wrestling, just sore wrestling, because I want to keep it anime related. So this might be the beginning of a new series. It may not be, so I want to keep that in mind. I don't want to promise a new series when there may not be one. But this first episode of the anime wrestling mix kind of half series thing is called it's this anime and Peresu, which Puresu is Japanese wrestling. It's just pro wrestling in Japanese. It's anime and Puresu, close relatives, the ace and the Saiyan god. I think more of you will know what I'm talking about when I say the Saiyan god than when I say the ace. For many reasons. But let me get through the intro really quick. This one, I'm going to compare characters. So I'm going to compare Goku, obviously. And I'm going to compare New Japan's Hiroshi Tanahashi. So I'm going to compare them to each other and the parallels that I find between them. I want to say that I was inspired by Super Eye Patch Wolf, that YouTube channel. If you never heard of them, watch his videos. They're really good. They're mostly anime related. He did do an episode about wrestling, so, and why it's fascinating. Go watch that video. Go watch all his videos if you like anime, because he does some great videos. But the first beginning of this is, I think that anime and wrestling are very similar, when it comes to the way it's perceived by mainstream audiences, maybe, because I think anime is becoming more mainstream, I think, because there's so many different genres of it. So if you don't like one, you can find solace in another. But I feel like both of these are seen as outside things, niche things. I mean, anime is still considered kind of a niche thing in Japan. I mean, not everybody embraces anime like everybody that wants to move to Japan or whatever. They want to embrace you right away. They'll probably think you're kind of weird. At least the older people will kind of think you're weird. Like the people that are in their 60s, 70s, be like, what is this weird kid doing? And I feel like a lot of people don't give each medium the respect that it deserves, because anime deserves respect because just the stories that are told, the different kind, the way that they can make mundane situations very, 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 very interesting, and it can turn, like, I mean, it's just insane. I think the passion that is put into anime and to make it just something different and something unique, I think it's amazing. I want to say it's the best medium ever, because that just sounds so weeaboo-ish. I hate using that word, but it sounds like that, like it's the best thing. But I mean, it's amazing. Both are amazing. Wrestling is just, I mean, like, it's one of those things that's hard to explain, the feeling that you get when you watch something good, and especially Japanese wrestling. That's what I'm talking about specifically. Japanese wrestling is different than American wrestling or British wrestling or WWE. You want to separate that, but it's so much different than every other kind of wrestling, and it's unique in itself. Fighting spirit, it's something that I can't explain it, because it's just such a unquantifiable passion. I can't even right now, but like I said, I've said this before, anime is weird to some people, even in Japan. Wrestling is seen as fake, or for the hillbilly people, the dumb people, like the wrestling fans have the tendency to have the stereotype of being dumb and just either they're dumb and they're in on the joke and they don't care in on the secret, or they don't really care and they think it's real. But in every medium I've seen wrestling portrayed, it's always real. Like, these are two actual people beating each other up. These are real things, and these matches, these fights, these are people fighting each other, and there's no work or anything like that. No predetermined anything, which is weird. But I feel like wrestling still has a bad rap. I mean, people watch WWE, and I feel like that's so much different than Japanese wrestling. It's a whole different beast. It's more like Japanese wrestling, at least New Japan, is more focused on the actual wrestling in the ring. It's not about skits, or it's not about the segments or the promos where they talk on a microphone. It's about what happens inside the ring. That is the most important part, because New Japan has tournaments. They have the G1 Climax. They have the Super Junior Tournament, which is for light heavyweights. They have the Super Junior Tag Tournament and the World Tag League, which are they're just tournament, and it's seen as more of a sport, like a combative sport, it's not just for the showmanship. So it's more sport, and it's seen as two people, because the style, I think, really reminds me of Dragon Ball Z, because the fights are always big. Like, every match is considered like a big deal in its own context, and it reminds me of Dragon Ball Z, because the when you get up to main event level, and when you get up to the big guy, the big stars, and it's like two guys just fighting it out, and neither one wants to give up, neither one wants to give in. And it just reminds me of anybody against Goku, because Goku gets beat down like Tanahashi. Like Goku and Tanahashi are so similar, I think, because they're both the faces of their genre, of their brand. Like, a lot of people may not know what anime is, or may not watch anime, but they've seen Goku. They've heard of Dragon Ball Z. And then maybe this is a little lesser extent, because maybe just wrestling fans that have never heard of, they never watched New Japan, but they might heard of Hiroshi Tanahashi, because they compare him to John Cena, which is wildly inaccurate, but do you know what I mean? They're known by people that don't watch their medium, but they both have a very laid back persona. Like, Tanahashi is a very laid back person. Goku's the same. Goku's naive and just laid back, cool guy, and they're both the same. But when they fight, and they're in combat, or they're approached by a challenger, they do never give up. They never want to lose, and they will do anything they can to keep fighting. Even if they know defeat is imminent, even if they know in their heart that they will lose, but they will not give up. They will not surrender, which is, I think, it's a very normal, like, that sounds like very normal, like, oh, they just don't give up. But like, when you see both of these people in action, Goku and Tanahashi, you understand why people are attracted to them, why people love Goku, and they just want him to beat everyone. At least me, I want Goku to beat everyone that he comes across. Same with Tanahashi. There's times when I watch Tanahashi wrestle, and I know he's not winning. There's many times where, like, as a wrestling fan, you know, you see matchups, you're like, okay, he's not winning this because you see something down the road. And but for me, I still always chant for Tanahashi's name, like with the crowd. I'm always like clapping, and I always just love to watch him win. I would. He's the kind of person that, I mean, I would love to see him win every time he goes out there. And that, I mean, that's a very hard thing to do in a wrestling context, because I mean, obviously wrestling fans know that it's predetermined. Since somebody wins all the time, it's different than when somebody wins all the time in MMA or football or whatever. It's like, oh, he's awesome. But in wrestling, you know, okay, he was booked to win. But it's really, and it's difficult to make jade, especially wrestling fans now who are jaded and just very cynical. Like, basically everyone is cynical at this point. And it's hard for them to buy into someone like Tanahashi. Like someone who's, because the whole white meat baby face, the guy who's just, he's a good guy. And he'll fight to the end kind of thing. It's hard for people to get into that. At least I thought, because when I saw Tanahashi, I was like, man, I read his story and where he got from here and everything and how he approaches wrestling. And it's just such a great story. That just made me, like, cheer for him all the time. And I'm sorry not going in too much into Goku, but I feel like a lot of people know more about Goku and know what he's about than Tanahashi. So I feel like I have to go more in depth with Tanahashi than with Goku. I feel like everybody's heard or seen Dragon Ball Z growing up. I think they have similar rivals. I mean, the best rival for Goku is Frieza, who is a cocky, arrogant, and entertaining. He's arrogant, but he's entertaining in his arrogance. He's not just a guy who thinks he can win. He's a guy who shows off, and it's just so wrapped up in himself that he does not even, when he faces Goku, he does not even think of a possibility where Goku beats him until the very end. And Okada, which is Tanahashi's rival, is the same way. When he showed up, he challenged Tanahashi at Wrestle Kingdom 7, which is the equivalent to WrestleMania, and which is, he showed up, he was extremely confident, and that's his entire thing. He's super confident. He's just non-enthusiastic about anything. He's so arrogant. He's just so, look on his face when he walks into a ring. He just walks to the ring. It's just like, he already, you can see on his face that he knows he's going to win. And I think they're similar in that respect. They just know they're, and Okada is extremely good. He's good at what he does. He's super entertaining. And he's different than Frieza, because Frieza is a showman. He loves to show off. Okada is a showman with his appearance and how he portrays himself, but in the ring, he's not really a showman. He does all those simple things very well, and that's how he beats you. So they're similar and different. Their rivals are similar and different at the same time. They're both also great at creating emotion during their battles. It's hard to measure the way people react to Goku, because A, it's not in front of a live audience. But me, personally, when I watch Goku, like, no matter who Goku's fighting, like, when he starts coming back, and starts to yell and just give it all he has, I always want to see him win. I said this earlier. I always want to see Goku win. I always want to see him kick ass. And which, maybe in anime it's easier to do, because I feel like Goku is such a, Because it's more, it's not even what he does in his fights, it's the way he's constructed as a character. Because Goku is such a easygoing guy, like I said, and he's so easygoing, and he wants to protect everyone. He wants to be able, he stretches himself too thin sometimes. Any challenge that comes his way, he wants to take a crack at it. And he means well. And I think that's difficult. I think that's such a simple character design, like not design, but construction. It's so simple. Oh, he's just a good guy who means well. But I think that us as a society a little bit is surrounded by people that are not like that, that care about themselves. So when you see a person or a character that cares about people and truly cares about people and cares about protecting them and will fight anyone and will attempt to overcome any obstacle and usually does, I'm just like, wow, we need a Goku, and if we had more Gokus in the world would be a better place. And same with Tanahashi. Tanahashi is, at least now, like now, he's getting older, because now Tanahashi is in his 40s, and he's 42, 43. And the way that people react for him, because A, everybody loves him, everybody loves him. He is, the way people react for him in his big matches, his big main event matches, are insane. The crowds just hang on everything he does, and they get a lot. Insane. They yell for every move, every hit. And the thing is with Tanahashi, he doesn't do anything. Kind of like Goku. Goku doesn't do anything crazy in his own context. Goku's not showy. He does what he has to do to win. Same with Tanahashi. Tanahashi doesn't do anything crazy, like any crazy moves or anything like that, but he does what's effective. And I read an article about Tanahashi, about how he approaches wrestling. It's different. Because if you watch wrestling, like indie wrestling or even WWE wrestling, you see flips, and people complain about flips. There's so many flips. Everybody just flips. They just worry about doing crazier moves, and that's it. Tanahashi's different because he worries about the space between the moves. And he does he has a very basic skill set. But it's what he does. It's how he reacts to moves and how he performs them and how he sells getting hurt. It's not the moves he does. It's what he does during a match. It's the little things he does. His selling, his facial expressions. I mean, it's little things that make you want to cheer for him. And his closing moments of his matches are some of the best wrestling you'll ever see. I mean, because, again, when you see people in indies and WWE and people even in, I mean, there's a couple people in New Japan do this kind of, it's because it's becoming the style. Tanahashi's held on to his old style, the way thing that works for him. And his is, instead of hitting a whole bunch of moves in a row and spamming moves, he counters it. It's all about him hitting the one move that can put somebody away, and it's not hitting all these crazy moves in succession and then that's what beats them. It's about hitting his strongest move and putting his opponent away like that. And then I think Goku's similar. Goku does in the context of Goku, he does very, very simple things. I mean, he doesn't create new moves for fights. I mean, And I mean, he ups his power. You don't see him working on like, I got this new move. Like I'm always creating moves. He's more of he knows what he's great at, and he is always improving at it. And Tanahashi is the same way. He's always improving at it, and that's how he's able to be on top at 42 years old, and able to be in the main event of this of 2019's biggest Japanese wrestling show. And that's how he's able to do that. He never gives up training. He never settles for his own best. He always thinks he can improve himself. And Goku always wants to improve himself. He always wants to train. And there's just, it's awesome. I think these two are the best characters, are whatever you want to call Tanahashi, a character, or just a person. Something like Goku, they're just the best characters constructed in the medium. They're two of the best. I explained why. And I mean, obviously, if you have never seen Dragon Ball Z, go watch Dragon Ball Z and you're going to understand why. And if you've never seen New Japan, watch New Japan. Go watch Tanahashi. And you'll understand why. I suggest you watch both of these. If you watched one, watch the other. And just expand horizons. I'm never the person to say, to turn my nose up at anything. To go, that's not me. Or, at least give it a little chance. But something new. Like, I'm not going to go, no. And I think it's important to, you discover new mediums and new forms of entertainment. And it's just something else. I mean, I don't know. These two are, like I said, the best ever characters, whatever you want to call them. They're awesome. And wrestling and anime are awesome. And when you are able to find the similarities and be able to enjoy both, two of my favorite things ever. Like I said at the beginning, I don't know if I'm going to continue this series. And this is going to be more a series where I'm going to take my time and find things and put them together. This one's a little different. I got this idea yesterday. And I got the idea for the episode, not the idea for putting anime and wrestling together. But I was like, oh, this is cool. And I did it really quick. I'm usually quick at writing my scripts for stuff. But I don't know if there's going to be another episode of this kind of series. But the next episode in the podcast will be it's called Imoru-chan. It's another slice of life anime that I'm watching currently, and I should be done with it in a couple of days. Maybe by Friday I'll be done with it, and then I'm gonna review it. That's gonna be the next episode. It's gonna be that review, and I go from there. I'm planning a thing very similar to my 30th episode special for the 50th one, just more of kind of a talking one where I just talk about stuff, and kind of make it a casual thing. And I am thinking of getting some guests to do it, so it can be kind of a round table discussion about stuff. And I'll see how I can get on there. And but I think that is the show today. I don't want to make it too long. Make it an average length. And but I thank you for making it this far, and I hope that you watch anime and wrestling, and just learn, explore more. That's all I'm saying. Explore more in any context. Just explore more. Thank you guys for watching, and I'll talk to you guys next time. See ya.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.